This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote in the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with the predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democratic leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for Wednesday. A special court in Pakistan has found former President Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. The high treason case dates back to 2007 when Musharraf, president and military chief of Pakistan at the time, imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demands for him to step down. Musharraf took power in a bloodless military coup back in 1999 by ousting the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, whom he later exiled to Saudi Arabia, along with his family members. And local governments across the U.S. Midwest and Northeast are urging drivers to stay off the roads as a second major storm brought ice and wintry mix to areas from Kansas to New Hampshire. At least 11 people have died in weather-related vehicle crashes. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday he has not issued any orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan. However, in Afghanistan, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said a U.S. troop drawdown is coming. We get more on the story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking from the Afghan capital, Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000, adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based, and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne thanked the New Zealand government and others involved in response to the deadly volcanic eruption last week. Speaking to reporters in Auckland on Tuesday, Payne said every effort is being made by New Zealand police and defense forces to search for two people still missing.
We know how difficult the retrieval itself was on Friday, and weather is compounding it. The nature of volcanic eruption, the toxicity that goes with that is compounding it. But they will do everything they can. We are assured of that. There are major operational undertakings in place for this work.
With two bodies still not recovered from the White Island eruption site, the official death toll now stands at 16, although authorities believe 18 people died, including several who died from injuries in the week following the eruption, in hospitals in New Zealand and Australia. 10 Australians in all are among those killed. And Boeing plans to stop production of its 737 MAX airliner next month. The AP's Tim McGuire spoke with an aviation expert about the company's decision.
Boeing is really between a rock and a hard place here.
Boeing, saddled with an undeliverable inventory of 400 grounded 737 MAX jets, will temporarily halt production next month. DePaul University aviation expert Joe Sweeterman says the uncertainty over when the 737 MAX jets will fly again is hurting the airlines.
You just can't run something as complicated as an airline without the most basic thing of how many aircraft and when are they going to be available.
The planes are built at Boeing's Renton, Washington plant, which employs 12,000 people. The company says it doesn't expect to lay off any workers at this time, but the shutdown will have a ripple effect on the hundreds of companies that supply parts for the planes. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.